G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
When the Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Rome, he said, "I long to see you, that I may use my gifts to strengthen you." God's spiritual gifts are given for the strengthening and building up of the faith of brothers and sisters in Christ's body, the church. We can exercise our natural talents, playing a musical instrument, encouragement, financial wizardry, driving a car, cooking, and of course much more to strengthen the church. But when God chooses and gives us spiritual gifts, some of them of course very spectacular, like the gift of the word of knowledge, wisdom, faith, miracles of healing, etc. As with our natural gifts, they too are for the strengthening of the church. So, with all love and respect, what are you and I doing in our church? Are you a private Christian who only looks to themselves and does not look upon the needs of others? Or from the church leadership position, are you leaders looking out on the membership and noticing and recognizing the gifts being used already for the building up of the church? The gifted should be recognized in the fellowship to serve in that church body. Of course, we know the trouble caused in Corinth over spiritual gifts and cliques appearing there, and there seems also a lack of caring for the church in allowing all manner of open sin to persist rather than deal with it. I also see rivalry there. I think we see that clearly when we read the words, "I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, I am of Paul." That's what you would hear people say. So then, are you a New Testament church? Or how far removed are you from that position? It may be a mistake of a church to hold the kind of voting system whereby favourites are voted into office who are not necessarily gifted or called by God to those positions. They may appear to be nice, kind, gentle people that you can get along with, but do you really know your fellow church members? Maybe there is a need for the request of a gift of discernment among the leadership to recognise gifted persons. Now, we know that no Christian is perfect, otherwise there'd be no need of the great quantity of teaching on how to live out the Christian life that we see in the epistles of Paul and Peter and John. Why then do we sometimes fail? Possibly the reason is that the Holy Spirit is sometimes a forgotten member of the Trinity, neglected in the believer's life. Yes, He is ever present with the believer, every believer, and always speaking into our hearts to show us the right path to take and what ministry He wants us to function in the body of Christ. We are warned in Scripture not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Is that possible with you? And to keep in step with the Spirit. Whether we are multi-gifted or have difficulty even discovering what our own gift is, we all have a part to play. And when we discover that role, life takes on a far greater meaning, and we will be fulfilled in knowing and doing God's will. All the resources your church needs is available in and through God. Ask, seek, knock, and the door will be open to you. What a promise. For since Jesus went back to heaven, God has poured out his blessings and gifts to his church to receive and implement both in their individual and the corporal life of the church. So what we need is surely to become the kind of person who, waking up in the morning, thanks God for their great salvation and then says, "Lord, I want to strengthen people's faith today. Grant that at the end of this day, somebody would be more confident of your promises and much cheered up because I crossed their path. If you do not wake up like this, then as you seek to help someone in some way, you can see it possible for you to do something more for them. Pray about it. The Spirit will reveal ways in which you can help others more than you think you can as you yield yourself to Him. Have a nice day and step out in faith.
Gracious Lord, thank you for setting the perfect example to me of loving your people. It is my desire today to think more about others than myself. I need to fill the links I have with other believers because I am a Christian, and to feel compassion for the injured and bereaved in my fellowship, and to take an interest in their lives as well as my own. Please give me perception where I have been blinded to others' needs and opportunities that were there, but I failed to see them. Lord, make me useful to Thee. Send Thou Thy Spirit to me. Thy perfect will in me fulfill. Lord, make me useful to Thee. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.